Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Police this morning have identified their search as they tell 1010 Wins they have identified a prime suspect in Sunday's deadly subway shooting. Our Juliet Papa beginning this hour of Newsline with late-breaking details.
Detectives connected the dots, followed the trail of video evidence as Andrew Abdullah fled the Q train and ran up the stairs at the Canal Street station. Sources say he handed off the gun to a homeless person. That person handed off the gun to someone else. Evidence at the scene was able to definitely link Abdullah to the shooting. He's considered the prime suspect in the murder of Daniel Enriquez, a Goldman Sachs researcher who was shot in the chest as he sat on a Q train heading into Manhattan to have brunch with his brother. The motive remains a mystery, as sources say there seems to have been no known connection between the shooter and the victim. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins News.
A hatchet attack just before 10 o'clock last night near West 26th and 6th in Manhattan's Flatiron District has cops investigating. They say a man seemed to think another guy had said something to or about him, so he went over, took out a hatchet and hit the 19-year-old in the leg and foot before running off. The victim is in stable condition at Bellevue. The hatchet wielder still on the loose. There is video up on our website, 1010wins.com. 8 years ago, the Big Apple competed to host the Democratic National Convention and lost. Now Mayor Adams is making another bid, as we hear in this report for Newsline from our Glenn Chuck.
Cities like Chicago and Atlanta in the mix for the Democratic Convention in 2 years. Political consultant Hank Scheinkopf tells me New York has a great chance, and the big reason will be Eric Adams.
From a political standpoint, it would be very important to the Democrats why they need Eric Adams. They're likely to take a shellacking in 2022 in the midterm elections. The issue will be crime. Eric Adams is a former police officer. He's an African-American. He's a centrist, and he could be a very important figure in the long-term hopes of the Democrats to get power back in this country if they take the shellacking in 2022, which they're expected to take.
The last time the Democrats held a convention here, 30 years ago, nominating Bill Clinton. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins News.
New York City is back in court today to try to convince a federal judge to adopt their transformation plan and avert a federal takeover. Ahead of this, Correction Commissioner Luis Molina announced yesterday that the Chief of Department Kenneth Stukes and Bureau Chief of Facility Operations Ada Presley will be retiring in June and July, respectively. Molina praising both, saying their leadership and support were very helpful during the change of administrations. But reportedly, this is part of a shakeup of the top uniformed staff, which will have wardens now reportedly reporting directly to Molina. On Long Island, police are investigating two fatal hit-and-run crashes not far from each other in Suffolk late last night. Police say 28-year-old Cherokee Fletcher was struck on Motor Parkway and Moreland Road in Hopog at about 10:15. Investigators believe the vehicle collided with another car before striking her and then taking off. And then about 15 minutes later, in West Islip, police say a car struck another woman and fled. This one happened on Montauk Highway near Pease Lane. There's no word on whether these incidents are connected. Two teenagers are now charged in the death of an 11-year-old Bronx girl hit by a stray bullet. Our Eileen LaPalmer with the latest details for Newsline.
18-year-old Omar Bojang is the second teenager police had been looking for. He turned himself into the Bronx DA and is now charged with murder and manslaughter. Police say he was driving the moped with 15-year-old Matthew Godwin on the back, firing shots meant for a third teenager. Instead, 11-year-old Kiara Tay, who was outside of a nail salon a block away, was struck and killed. Her father told NBC4,
"It is dumb. then, like, we all got to pay for our punishment.
Tay's family and friends will gather for a second night tonight at a Park Chester funeral home. Yesterday, the police commissioner, mayor, and Tay's fellow sixth graders attended.
We need all the support we could get right now.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds News.
And the arraignment for the 18-year-old is expected within the next few hours. Something new in New York City to help bridge gaps in the mental health care system. It's called Connect. It will be launched at 9 clinics in high-need areas of the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn. When it's up to full speed, Connect will be designed to serve up to 900 new clients. It will broaden their services, adding legal clinics, connections to housing assistance, food pantries, job help, and more. Governor Hochul this morning at about 11:30 will be signing the Adult Survivors Act. The adult sexual assault survivors who missed legal deadlines to sue their abusers would get a second chance to file lawsuits. This would give victims of sex abuse a one-year window in which the state's usual statute of limitations for civil lawsuits would be set aside. State Assemblywoman Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas cast a vote in favor of this act. It is personal for her. She was raped 25 years ago. We will speak with her live in the 1 o'clock hour here at 1010 Winds Newsline.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.